Namaste. I wanted to go through a little bit of how my experience of meditation began and how it began to deepen, and really the process of the deepening, and hopefully that'll help you to kind of clear on to come to a clear understanding of how it's happening in your own life, a clearer recognition. And that is really to look at and release our expectations around meditation, what we think it is and what we think it isn't, as we've looked at already. But perhaps more importantly, what we think should and shouldn't be happening in that process. So all of us start off in our day-to-day life when we first come to meditation with a very wandering attention. All of us do. And when I first began to recognize this, it was really when I started doing this meditation. I began to become aware of, let's say I was trying to be aware of awareness. And I was just suddenly it was very clear just how many times my attention jumped around, how easily distracted it was in my meditation, despite my best intentions. So, okay, I'm going to be aware of awareness. There's awareness here. And within 2 seconds, my attention had been diverted to some thought, to remember what I wanted to cook for dinner, what I needed to buy from the shop, and on and on it went. And I began to sort of look at that and think that I was actually no good at meditation. This is going to be an impossible task to overcome this. It felt like a mountain to climb. How on earth do I get my attention to stay on the awareness? And really, that was the first expectation that somehow I could get my attention, my awareness to be aware of itself all the time. I could reach a point where in the whole of the 20-minute meditation, I was aware of awareness the whole time and that just never changed. So of course, with that expectation in place, I would feel utterly disappointed when I couldn't achieve that, when I was actually achieving the opposite. Like most of the time, my attention was on something else completely, on some phenomenon, some thought, some emotion, some sensation, a memory, a desire, an experience I'd had, all of that. Sometimes remember previous meditations that seemed to go better. All of that was happening and seemingly distracting me from my meditation. And, that is the first expectation we're going to look at here. And that is that there is a place in the future where I can suddenly keep my attention on, or even gradually, day by day, attention will stay more and more on the awareness. It doesn't matter if that happens. It's enough to recognize awareness is present for 0.23 seconds before attention is distracted to something else. And I really mean that. It's enough. Lots of little, tiny, tiny being aware of awareness add up during the course of your life, because that 0.23 seconds or whatever it is, that's just a figure, obviously, and I've just made up. But during that time, something very powerful is happening, and it's counteracting hours and hours and hours spent with our attention being resting solely on the phenomena that are coming and going across mostly our thoughts. So can you let go of this expectation that crazy wandering attention means something is you're not progressing or something like that? There is the old, well, there is the Oxherding pictures, I think it's in Zen, isn't it, where people are being pulled around by the ox. I might be mixing my metaphors here, but the cart's being pulled around out crazy, out of control. And this is really where attention is being pulled to any phenomena that seems juicy at the time. And during meditation, it'll be any phenomenon, even a horrible thought, my attention will go to rather than staying on the noumenon by whichever name. And then eventually we get the ox under control and they're guiding nicely. Attention is nicely resting on what we want it to rest on. That will happen by itself. You don't need to make that happen. And even when it happens, it's not going to stay there 100% of the time. It's not going to stay on the awareness 100% of the time. going to say that again because it's so important. There is never a time when awareness stays on awareness 100% of your waking state. Why? Because even now, when I'm recording this right now, I need my attention to be on what I'm looking at, operating the Zoom, all of that stuff. But when I finish doing this, my attention will go to naturally rest on the awareness on my real self out of default. But I didn't make that happen. It happened slowly by degrees without any expectation that it would, because that's not the goal. That's just an interesting byproduct of forming this new habit, bringing attention back when we can, when we remember. So expectation number two here also that I want to go into is this idea that, and I'm paraphrasing what people have said to me and I had on my side my own self when I started meditating. And you might notice something like that inside yourself if you have a look, is this expectation that I should be able to just sit down and meditate for 20 minutes and feel comfortable in that. Most of us have to begin with 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. You can split that 20 minutes up, 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening. And for most of the time when I was beginning to meditate, my body was extremely restless because it was living out the thoughts that were being believed at the time. And there was this urge to just get up and do something, and that sitting in meditation is not really going to solve any of the problems that I thought I had at the time and all of that. Even this greatest problem of self-realization, how do I achieve that? There must be something I can do, says mind. So it's restless, restless, restless. Never really wanting to meditate fully, always kind of noticing some resistance to that. This expectation is that I should just be able to sit down the first time I meditate and in silence, without any guiding or anything, tune into the silence or be conscious of my consciousness and away we go. Most people will find that extraordinarily difficult at first. When we're on retreat and some of the intensives, things like that, we do some silent sitting where we just do that. But it always comes with some instruction as well, as instruction before we start, that this expectation is not true and not relevant, not to hold on to it. All of us, myself included, begin with finding it easy with guided meditations, following a guided meditation that's been recorded before or doing it live with a teacher, doing it in a group sometimes is easier too than sitting on our own. And that is totally normal. Again, because our attention is running here, there, and everywhere, it helps to have someone kind of instructing and guiding in that. And there really is no, okay, now I'm succeeding because I can sit on silence on my own for 20 minutes without any, you know, listening to or watching any guided meditation. That doesn't mean success either. It means it might be deepening a little, but it really doesn't matter in that way. More important to me is the consistency of the practice. Are you doing it more days than you're not doing it? I don't really care whether you can do 6 hours in one day, because I've been there, done that, and it didn't get me there six times faster. In fact, it pushed me seemingly further away from self-realization because I was trying to throw a lot of effort at it, and it isn't really what it's about. It's a very passive process. Just noticing the noumenon when we remember to during that 20 minutes. So these two core expectations really need to be examined and released for our meditation to be beneficial and to feel good for us. That you might spend the whole 20 minutes restless and irritable, but that is the perfect meditation. And your attention might wander 160 times, and that's totally okay. It's the nature of attention to wander at first. If you look at any drama, any play, any musical, any TV program that is on, you know, if you look at something like Netflix, watch anything at all on Netflix, pick anything at random. And just as an experiment, you'll see how the camera angle changes. The shot on the camera angle is constantly going backwards and forwards, changing. Let's say two people are talking on a dialogue on a recorded program, you'll see that the camera is always changing from the person talking to the one listening. And then something happens, some drama happens, and the camera will jump to the reactions of everyone in the room. Oh my God, what does that mean? You know, and it's constantly jumping around all the time. Have you noticed that? It doesn't stay in any one place. And this is meant to kind of feed our restless attention. When I first began to watch a guided meditation or watch any satsang recorded by any teacher, I found myself just completely restless because the camera was just like this here, just looking at the teacher who was talking, and it hadn't moved the whole time. And I was waiting for it to cut to another angle or something, you know, some excitement where there was something new for my attention to kind of get a hold of and sink its teeth into. So when you recognize this, that we've all been kind of raised to have be this attention junkie where something, we're constantly wanting something to stimulate our attention. And without going into a whole lecture on that, we do countless things, don't we? We're on our phones, we're on Facebook, we're on social media, you know, we're at the gym, but we're not really paying attention to what's going on there. We've got our headphones plugged in, and even people walking down the street, they're looking at something else on their phone, listening to music. Nothing wrong with any of that, of course, and I'm not judging at all, but just to notice this habit of babysitting the attention. So we're just starting to undo that habit a little, and then a lot as we deepen in meditation. So have a look at these two expectations about meditation. It was a long time before I could sit in silence for any length of time and feel good. So it didn't stop me waking up though. So I want you to really kind of take that on board. Why don't you see if you can throw out a few ideas, just throw them out as to what is successful meditation and what isn't. We'll look at some other expectations in later videos, but hopefully you can see these are two of the major ones that stop people from developing a habit of meditation, a practice that really begins to shift their awakening on a profound basis. And just noticing where we're starting from, that we need something to help our attention initially, and that's totally, totally okay. Thank you for listening. Namaste.